Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Howard playing Toluga.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendir.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
It's been a while, gang.
It has.
We're finally recording in person.
Too long. Hope you enjoyed Filler Arc February.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't go right into combat. I know people were like probably itching to see the gang fucking pop off, but yeah. Don't worry, it'll be coming next week.
We had to talk to Monza.
Yeah, I knew this would be one where you guys just wanted to have a little fun time with Monza the Golden.
Monza the cuck.
he's in a very complicated polyamorous situation.
All I'm saying is, what if one of your bullets stray off and you kill Greg?
Honestly, I was thinking about it.
I just love the idea of a commoner just like, hey, I'm Greg. just sitting in the royal booth.
Just a stable boy.
Just a stable man.
Is he like a buff guy? Or?
He's like, yeah, he's a little hottie. You know, he's got like beautiful eyes.
Little pool boy shorts.
Yeah.
Tip hanging out the bottom.
Yeah. God. It's like, I like the idea that like Monza like wanted to marry a beautiful golden dragon to get her hoard, but then it caused friction in his marriage. And now he has to put up with Greg.
Hold on, Schumach?
Yeah. Schumach. I don't know. I gave him a fun one. He's a
bug husband. Is that way?
Is he a fry cream?
No. I found this like really.
Wait, like a little tiny. Aren't they tiny?
No, he's a fry cream? I don't think so.
No, they're usually
small or
is that just you?
It's when, small or medium when you make it there.
He's mantis. He's mantis size.
He's a creature called a Salang.
I've just been picturing Zorak.
It is funny.
I was picturing a male version of mantis, yeah, honestly.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe. He's like a handsome
bug.
Oh,
I thought he was like more bug.
No, he's got like very humanoid features, but just bug accoutrement.
Carapace.
I just love the description of this thing. This grinning humanoid looks like a handsome man, though his skin is black as obsidian, his eyes glow red, and he has both insect legs and antenna.
Wait, so he's got obsidian. Like haunches?
Obsidian's like pretty dark.
Yeah. So he's got like this sort of like, yeah, like jet black bug carapace skin. He has bug legs and like a humanoid torso and head.
He's got bug butt.
Yeah. And I give him extra arms because that'd be fun if he had like a bunch of arms to like give Greg back rubs.
Just for Greg.
Just for Greg. But yeah, Monza the Golden. I thought it'd be fun to give you guys a devil, which is just like, this is like a silly kind of evil man, but like he's fun. And
he's tripping wizards for fun, which
he just
is hilarious.
Seems like a like super eccentric rich guy.
Yeah.
That's just like bored.
Totally bored.
With everything.
So he's kind of in a weird spot where he is trapped in Bad Kali. He has like this beautiful palace, all the gold he could ever want. But if he leaves, he'll never be able to find it again. So he's trapped here. It's like, yeah, we'll see. You guys have some fun options in this town. I just wanted to give you guys a nice first pass at what's happening here. But I was like, I'm going to have him be like, oh yeah, Bleebly's here. This is what we've been waiting for. He's the god. But you got to prove it. It wasn't going to be too easy. The wizards all think that you're swindlers.
They're all hoity-toity.
They're hoity-toity nerds. They're not going to let a bunch of jocks roll in and just take over and like have fun with the king. You know, it's going to be...
Jocks, I'm learning rocket science over here.
That's true. That's very true. This has been a fun one, but it's also one of those ones where I was like, you guys have so many NPCs with you right now. I'm like trying to keep track of who's... I forgot Reggie was there until 40 minutes in. Crazy guys. Like, you just had really nothing going on for that whole thing, but... You guys are having fun, so I kind of just let you take the reins there.
I figure in this city, the less he speaks, the better to not put himself out in front street with everything.
Yeah. So there's a lot of some mysteries going on here. Does seem that Krizik's gone, though. All the Stormcallers left. That's got to be good, right?
There must be a reason, though.
I honestly don't believe it.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
I think he believes they left, but I think there's something else going on. Yeah,
something afoot.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't trust those blue dragonborn.
Neither do I. I mean, Toluga hasn't even had a chance to even talk to us about Yarno.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know that Yarno's in the city and warned you about the wizards.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the Diamondback Bar,
the underground network,
and another. Yeah, one thing too. The big one is that we are recording this session before these guys have recorded the last episode of Filler Arc February. So they might not know some things that you, the audience, know. So we'll kind of get there when we get there.
It's kind of fun.
Kind of fun, you know, a little fun mysteries abounding. I know, Toluga, this is like not your vibe, a wizard city of like scheming nerds.
Let me punch them.
I know. Well, they want to see you guys in action, so I gave you guys a nice, big, stupid battlefield.
You gave me a bunch of undead, the cleric, a bunch of undead.
Yeah, didn't think about that till right now, so that'll be a hoot.
You could turn them.
Yeah, I'll do the thing I haven't done since Ryan.
The thing that you got bullied into taking.
I'm sorry, okay? Things happen.
I have a great idea what to team up with you on for this thing, so.
Oh, I'm fast as fuck and sneaky, and it's a capture the flag mission.
Yeah, yep. I've been wanting to do capture the flag in D&D.
Yeah, you still
like
technically have
really kind of fun. Pass without trace.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done it, so I think it'd be fun to kind of have to.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We have pass without trace on.
That's true. You guys' stealth is like crazy high right now. Yeah. Sorry, I like forced you all into getting trapped into this like teleportation thing, but
I mean,
they were just not waiting. All of us. They were kind of just waiting for him to sort of be like,
hey, when did Ozzy get the fucking bat wings?
You made a deal with your grandfather there.
Yes, I did.
In black.
Grandpapa.
Hasn't come up for me yet where I wanted to give you a part of it, but I've been watching old Jack 2 videos. Or Jack 3. I was just like going through our old playthrough, Roger, on the old channel from like forever ago.
Yeah.
And I remember like Jack at one point got these like big, crazy spectral wings.
Yeah. I was thinking Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
Because he's got like a duster and also bat wings.
But yeah, I thought it'd be sick if you had some nice shadowy wings.
Cool. Yeah. I just saw Captain America, so.
Oh, tight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got some sweet wings.
So mechanically.
mechanical wings?
Once a day for 1 minute, you have a 60-foot flying speed.
Oh, cool.
I'm working on your feet, but I want you to unlock everything before I give you the whole suite of it, pretty much.
Yep.
But yeah, you have a 60-foot flying speed for 1 minute.
That's pretty sick. Yeah.
Yep. I do love to like huck you off of stuff, so I figured that would probably come in handy.
It'll be helpful.
But I also thought like, I think we're getting that level where like flying starts to kind of be a thing you kind of need to deal with a little bit more.
Hmm.
You know?
I was going to say, giving Theo wings seems OP.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing. I'm fucking myself. I know what I'm doing.
There'll be nothing out of his range now.
Yeah.
He's really the Schumacher of this.
I mean, you know,
getting fucked.
You're becoming a god of death. I got to give you, you know.
It would be nice if Mansa did end up kind of joining forces with us.
Well, that's my hope is because
just got to kill Grit.
If we have wizards on our side for the final battle against Krizik, it'll be very helpful to be able to stop a lot of their cleric magic.
And I mean, we are going to take out Strife at some point. So you can stop being such a crybaby and leave the city.
Well, I mean, he doesn't necessarily need to leave the city.
He can give us the wizards.
Yeah, that's mainly what dragon. I, you know, as long as we can come to an agreement with Strife, whether it's we kill him, we make some kind of deal, whatever. And
no, we're killing Strife.
Greg Gilda accidentally dies in the Colosseum.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, I like the idea that Mons has been trying to kill Greg.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going wrong. It keeps like somehow narrowly avoiding.
He said death. 6 months he's been trying to kill him.
Does he have like a commoner stat block?
Yep, commoner stat block.
He's the greatest commoner of all time.
He has the commoner stat block with the lucky feet. That's what's happening. He's just been narrowly avoiding like pit traps and like just like bombs and like explosions being set.
He's like just out of the range of the bomb
every time. Wow, pretty hot in here. He walks right by like a fireball that went off. Yeah, I like the idea too that like if you're in a wizard city, there's going to be glyphs of warning on fucking everything.
Yeah.
Like there's little traps everywhere. And I like, it was really funny that you made that one wizard shit himself that was like invisible, kind of like walking with you guys. Yeah. That was really funny to me.
I love that you named him Larry just out of nowhere.
Larry.
Larry the Incontinent.
Well, yeah, it was also funny too because I'm like, oh, we're getting to like a place where there's more humans, so I can start using just regular names, which is kind of fun.
It's just a guy. It's weird.
Yeah. Yep.
How many G's does this Greg have?
It's just G-R-E-G.
Straight, not even the good Greg.
Straight no. Gregan?
Yeah, straight Gregan.
No 3G Greg.
Yeah, I also wanted to show that there is some tension between the Wizard Colleges. Like, they're all pretty competitive with each other. It's not like there's like a conglomerate of like some that work together. Like,
they all hate each other.
They all kind of hate each other. It's I wanted to create a like an area in the world where it was like, okay, so there's this like golden devil with all of this knowledge, and basically the wizards build a city around him to like learn from. And like they kind of trade protection for knowledge, and he makes them greedy for to learning more. So mm-hmm. it kind of like created this organically. It kind of created a city full of wizard colleges. But I also like the idea that he doesn't really respect the wizards, and the wizards don't really like him because yeah. he's kind of just like this thing they have to deal with because he has this giant city.
He's a bit of a dick.
And yeah, like the necromancers do kind of run the like protection part of the town. But the diviners, because they can just tell him what's going to happen ahead of time, have much more status. Mm-hmm. So it's but divination isn't a perfect magic. You know, there's you guys are so chaotic. I like the idea that it's sort of you're pretty hard to like kind of nail down through divination. They knew you were coming. I would also say it would probably seem a little suspicious. Some of the things they know. It seems like, how would the stars tell you our name and like our relationships to each other? So I guess that would probably maybe be leading to this sort of sense of not really trusting them. You guys are kind of all feeling in this place, but yeah, we're going to get into it. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a whirl in Bad Kali. Arc 4 is, I think, kind of shifting now. We're going to be hitting Arc 5 pretty soon. I think Bad Kali is going to be kind of splitting up and we'll be going into Arc 5 in the city, I think. But
why do the wizards all have a beef with Yeageron?
So
magic versus technology, probably.
I think that's probably the big
They're
thing.
Jealous.
That's what but, I would assume.
Yeah.
What, like, kicked it off?
It's well,
it's like, oh, fuck you, floating city in the sky for no reason whatsoever other than you have trucks.
I mean, I think it's one of those things where, like, obviously you guys are diametrically opposed to the Stormcallers.
Yeah.
But what Yeageron is doing to the rest of the world seems fucking crazy. They're trying to bring down the storm wall that holds all the machines back. So I think a lot of people are maybe not psyched about how militant Krizik has become. But at the same time, they don't want the Iron Scar to, like, open again and machines to flood the world once more. Mm. So it's kind of like... It's like
afraid of the unknown.
Exactly. No one knows what's behind that storm wall. And the last time anyone saw anything, it was waves of machines intent on destroying all life. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I think I wanted to make a like neutral city that's like, hope they don't kill us all during their war.
Reggie's technically, he's supposed to bring status quo to the machines, right?
The machines have been corrupted.
Right.
Yeah. Reggie's the way to uncorrupt
Can we...
them.
Yeah,
he's the regulizer. Yeah.
He's a regulizer. Probably.
Would it be a bad idea to explain that to them?
Yes.
Yes.
Would it?
Yes.
Why?
I'm not so sure it would be
a bad
idea.
I don't trust the wizards.
Yeah, but we could gain their faith by having Reggie explain
I think
that.
We need to...
They could also turn on us because it is... Because Reggie is
a machine.
Yeah.
We need to,
but he's
really
not a grooming, he's not a killing machine.
I mean, but they don't necessarily know that, and if they already distrust us,
and some of them might be with Krizik,
yeah,
we need to figure that out first. If Krizik's actually gone,
mm-hmm. I mean, I think the only people I'd be willing to tell that Reggie is a
Greg.
is the people of Yeageron, just because one, I think that they're trying to use that thing that they stole that's supposed to be like the massive computer to figure out how to turn the machines from evil to maybe not.
Here's your problem right here. You have it switched to evil.
Yeah. Yeah. From, you know, being corrupted or whatever, I think they want to change it to basically work for them, so it could be still bad. We don't know, but
was it a mainframe?
Don't trust your sister.
I mean, we don't necessarily know what she's about right now, so there is going to be that distrust of that, because she also left me for how long. She could not even be the same like you know, something could happen. She might be totally different than from...
She's mad with power.
Could yeah. be.
She's also a demigod.
I mean, she might have gave up her powers the way my mother technically did. So she might not be. It all depends, I assume.
Yeah, we're in a weird spot too, because it's kind of interesting. Like, you can probably find out more about history from Mansa than like you'd even be able to find out in a book, because he's been around for so long.
Yeah.
Mansa was created like right near the end of the war. So he's kind of lived through the past seven centuries. He can kind of give you, he's basically, after this test, he will know he can trust you with more information. Mm-hmm. But
I'm going to have a long talk with him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a tense situation you guys find yourselves in.
He's not necessarily the one that's doing this. He's doing it to appease the wizards.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. So I can understand that from a point, but it's still putting my god at risk.
I know.
Which I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Because they want to see what all this bleebly nonsense is all about. And if they can easily kill you, then you were no god to begin with.
Right.
So
basically the Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to jump off the building.
Yeah.
He's not actually the one. I know. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just thought it'd be kind of fun to... we haven't done a Colosseum fight. What kind of D&D show are we? Haven't done a big Colosseum fight?
Fair.
I've been dying to do Capture the Flag. It seems like it might be fun in D&D with all the movement options and stuff, but...
Can we just, like, bulldoze through the Skeleton Warriors?
I mean, if you guys want to charge their bunker... Grab that flag and then try to like book it back.
Depending how large it is, I can turn undead a 30-foot radius. And then they all just have to run away from me.
Yeah, so...
nice.
We're going to do...
Toluca does it and just keeps running at them and they just keep...
Yeah, I'll corral them like sheep.
Yeah, so I mean, you guys can probably maybe split yourselves into teams here because you got to defend your flag and capture theirs. You need both flags back at the base.
How many skeletons are there?
It's going to be a lot.
Okay.
So Luke has to stay at pace then.
We are the blower of bones.
Well, we blow them bones.
I don't like that.
Mark, get us out of here because we got some bones to blow.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. Do us a favor. 5 stars on iTunes or wherever you're listening. I don't know how it works, but it takes no effort. So please, it means nothing to you, but much to us. It means a much to us. YouTube, same thing, I guess. I don't know. Thumbs up, bell, stuff.
Comment.
Like, comment, and subscribe. That's the series of events. Do that. Yeah, I guess we're off to go blow some bones. Find us back here in the city next week. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.